Thank you, Mr. President. It's a pleasure to be able to present this report on behalf of Ireland and Spain as coordinators on victim assistance on the status of progress achieved and the challenges in the implementation of Article 5 of the Convention. The overall objective of the Victim Assistance Committee is to help assess the status of implementation of victim assistance commitments according to the Convention and the Dubrovnik Action Plan, strengthen joint approaches with CCM coordinators on transparency and international cooperation and assistance, including with a view to facilitating increased cooperation and communication between potential donors and recipients of victim assistance, increase coordination with victim assistance coordinators of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention and the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, as well as the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, and facilitate increased exchange of information on good practices and challenges. At the beginning of the year, the coordinators on victim assistance, Ireland and Spain, developed a work plan for the 2018-2019 period based on Action 4 of the Dubrovnik Action Plan. This plan was designed to build on progress already achieved during the 2017-2018 period and advance the overall work on victim assistance. In drawing up the work plan, it became clear that the number of actions would require a multi-annual approach. 8 overarching objectives and related actions were identified and agreed. The objectives and associated actions listed were designed to enhance the implementation of Action 4 of the Dubrovnik Action Plan and focused on measures to strengthen national capacity, 4.1, increase the involvement of victims, 4.2, share information, 4.3, and provide support, assistance and cooperation, 4.4. The coordinators on victim assistance are pleased to record incremental progress across all of these areas, but note that challenges still remain. On objectives 1, 2 and 3 of the work plan, the coordinators on victim assistance focused on the implementation of Action 4.1 of the Dubrovnik Action Plan and agreed a series of time-bound commitments aimed at strengthening national capacity of states' parties with obligations under Action 5. The coordinators identified 2 states' parties with obligations to report on the designation or existence of a national focal point and identified 4 states' parties with Article 5 obligations related to the requirement to provide information on national laws or national action plans related to victims and or persons with disabilities. On measures designed to strengthen national capacity, the coordinators recommend for future engagement that bilateral meetings may effectively complement existing practices when communicating and engaging with parties with current obligations under Article 5. On Objective 4, providing support, assistance and cooperation, the Implementation Support Unit has developed country pages as means of relaying requests from states' parties to donors. The coordinators noted that, as in previous years, securing long-term financial and other resources for victim assistance, especially with regards to rehabilitation, psychological, social and economic support, remained very difficult for affected states. On Objective 5, the coordinators continue to encourage increased coordination with the victim assistance coordinators of the APLC, and Protocol 5 was promoted throughout the year with the aim to encourage donor states to view funding in a holistic and cross-cutting way. A productive victim assistance retreat between the various victim assistance coordinators was held in early 2019, which further facilitated the identification of victim assistance synergies, particularly between the CCM and APLC. On objectives 6 and 7, the coordinators continued to promote the guidance on integrated approach to victim assistance and the guidance on victim assistance responsive to gender and other diversity aspects. The contents of the latter guidance document provide useful recommendations and good practices to ensure the effective inclusion of gender and other diversity aspects in victim assistance programmes, with the aim to integrate them into broader humanitarian and development efforts, thus ensuring that all victims, persons with disabilities and other people at risk can have access to the support that they need. These guidance documents are important tools that we should continue to disseminate and utilise. On Objective 8, the coordinators promoted the need to increase the involvement of victims in national decision-making processes seven states' parties reported having involved victims and or people with disabilities in decision-making processes. The coordinators identified that further work could focus on supporting states develop the appropriate channels and mechanism to involve victims in national decision-making. Finally, the coordinators would like to take this opportunity to remind states parties that the ninth meeting of states parties will be immediately followed in September by Fostering Partnerships, a global conference on assistance to victims of anti-personnel mines and other explosive remnants of war and disability rights, which will be held in Amman, Jordan. This meeting is a further opportunity to enhance cross-cutting, cross-convention dialogue, brainstorming and collaboration. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all states parties and, in particular, the ISU, UNODA and you, Mr. President, for your close cooperation on this very vital aspect of the treaty. I thank you.